you're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 257, covering week 14, April 2nd to 8th, 2022. Lutris 0.5.10 gaming platform has been released, providing tools to simplify the installation, configuration, and management of games on Linux. The project code is written in Python and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. The project maintains a directory for quick search and installation of gaming applications, which allows you to launch games in Linux with one click through a single interface without worrying about installing dependencies and settings. You can install games distributed through GOG, Steam, Epic Games Store, Battle.net, Origin, and Uplay. In addition to Wine, games can be run using game console emulators such as RetroArch, DOSBox, FSUAE, ScumVM, MES/MAME, and Dolphin. Nitrux 2.1.0 is out, built on Debian, KDE Technologies, and the OpenRC initialization system. The distribution develops its own desktop, NX Desktop, which is an add-on for the KDE Plasma user environment, as well as the MAUI Kit user interface framework, on which a set of typical user applications is developed that can be used on both desktop systems and mobile devices. To install additional applications, the App Images self-contained package system is being promoted. The code is distributed under free licenses. The developers of the XFCE project have introduced a major release of the XFCE Terminal 1.0.0 Terminal Emulator. The new release is prepared by a new maintainer who picked up development after the project went unmaintained in 2020. The program code is written in C language and distributed under the GPLv2 license. Within the 1.1.x branch, experimental releases will be made, on which the stable release 1.2.0 will then be built. In case of significant changes such as porting to GTK4 or after the gradual achievement of 1.9.x numbering, a 2.0 branch is planned. Qt Browser version 2.5 has been released, providing a minimal graphical interface that does not distract from viewing content, and a Vim text editor-style navigation system built entirely on keyboard shortcuts. The code is written in Python using PyQt 5 and Qt Web Engine. The source code is distributed under the GPLv3 license. The use of Python does not affect performance since content is rendered and parsed by the Blink engine and the Qt library. At the same time, a new browser version, Min 1.24, was released, which offers a minimalistic interface built around manipulating the address bar. The browser was built using the Electron platform, which allows you to create standalone applications based on Chromium and Node.js. Min's interface is written in JavaScript, CSS, and HTML. The code is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. Builds are generated for Linux, macOS, and Windows. Releases of Claws Mail 3.19.0 and 4.1.0 were published, which in 2005 separated from the Silfeed project. The interface of Claws Mail is built using GTK. The code is distributed under the GPL license. The 3.x branch uses GTK2, while the 4.x branch uses GTK3. Decentralized messaging program Speak 1.6 was released, providing maximum privacy, anonymity, and tracking protection. Speak's user IDs are based on public keys and are not tied to phone numbers or email addresses. All data exchange is carried out only in P2P mode through the establishment of direct connections between users over the Tor network. The project code is written in C++ using the Qt toolkit and distributed under the BSD license. Images are generated for Linux, AppImage, macOS, and Windows. The developers of the Gen2 project announced the resumption of live builds. Live builds will be updated weekly to provide access to the latest versions of applications. The builds are available for the AMD 64 architecture and are suitable for installation on DVD and USB drives. The user environment is based on the KDE Plasma desktop and includes a large selection of applications and tools for system administrators and specialists. A competition has been launched among users to develop a visual style, themes, boot animations, and desktop wallpapers. The design must identify the Gen2 project and may include the distribution's logo or existing design elements. The work must provide a consistent design, be licensed under CC BY-SA 4.0, be suitable for use in various screen resolutions, and be adapted for delivery in a live image. The developers of the Nitrux project have presented the first alpha release of the MAUI shell user environment, developed under the concept of convergence, which implies the ability to work with the same applications both on touchscreens of a smartphone and tablet and on large screens of laptops and PCs. MAUI shell automatically adapts to the screen size and available input methods and can be used on desktop systems, smartphones, and tablets. The project code is written in C++ and QML and is distributed under the LGPL 3.0 license. FerretDB 0.1, formerly MangoDB project, is out, which allows you to replace the MongoDB document-oriented DBMS with PostgreSQL without making changes to the application code. FerretDB is implemented as a proxy server that translates calls to MongoDB into SQL queries to PostgreSQL, which allows you to use PostgreSQL as the actual storage. The code is written in Go and distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. The target audience for FerretDB is users who do not use the advanced features of MongoDB in their applications, but want to use a completely open software stack. At the current stage of development, FerretDB still supports only a part of the MongoDB features that are most often used in typical applications. In the future, they plan to achieve full compatibility with drivers for MongoDB and provide the ability to use FerretDB as a transparent replacement for MongoDB. UEFI support is planned to be transferred to the category of mandatory requirements in Fedora 37. New non-UEFI installations will no longer be supported, and BIOS support is expected to be completely removed in Fedora 39 or later. The Fedora 37 change request has been posted by Ben Cotton, Fedora Program Manager at Red Hat. The change has not yet been reviewed by the FESCO, Fedora Engineering Steering Committee, which is responsible for the technical part of the development of the Fedora distribution. This will reduce the number of components used during boot and installation, remove VESA support, simplify installation, and reduce labor costs for maintaining the bootloader and installation builds, since UEFI provides unified standard interfaces and BIOS requires separate testing of each option. The GNU project has released the GNU Emacs 28.1 text editor. The project was handed over to John Weigley in the fall of 2015. They have a long list of improvements. GNU Shepherd 0.9 Service Manager, formerly DMD, has been published by the developers of the GNU GUIX system distribution as an alternative to the dependency-aware sysvinit initialization system. The Shepherd control daemon and utilities are written in the Guile language, one of the implementations of the Scheme language, which is also used to define settings and parameters for starting services. Shepherd is already used in the GUIX SD GNU/Linux distribution and is also intended for use in GNU Herd, but can run on any POSIX-compliant OS for which the Guile language is available. The first release of Carbon OS is presented, built using the atomic system layout model in which the base environment is delivered as a whole, not broken into separate packages. Additional applications are installed in Flatpak format and run in isolated containers. The project is distributed under the MIT license. User-installed applications are isolated from each other in containers. In addition to installing Flatpaks, the distribution also allows you to use the NSBox toolkit to create arbitrary containers, which can also host traditional distribution environments such as Arch Linux and Debian, and also provides compatibility with Docker containers. Stamos Networks has published Selks 7.0, designed to deploy systems for detecting and preventing network intrusions, as well as responding to identified threats and monitoring network security. Users are provided with a turnkey network security management solution that can be used immediately after download. The distribution supports working in live mode and running in virtualization environments or containers. The project is distributed under the GPL v3 license. The system is built on Debian and the OpenIDS platform Suricata. A set of utilities for gzip 1.12 has been released. The new version fixes a vulnerability, stops installation of the zless utility on systems without the less utility, and ensures that the correct information about files larger than 4 gigabytes is output when executing the gzip-l command. OpenSSH 9.0, an implementation of the client and server for working with the SSH 2.0 and SFTP protocols, is out. In the new version, the SCP utility by default will use SFTP instead of the legacy SCP-RCP protocol. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.